It's not an easy task to know who we really, really are. Our versatile personalities force us to play a bit of a balancing act. So what is the constant of our identity? What can we rely on, no matter what? Let's join Paul and Pablo to see how they free themselves from the past to reveal their true essence. A new pupil has just joined Pablo's class and her name is Muriel. To help the children get to know each other better, Pablo's teacher has put them in pairs and asked the children to take turns to interview each other. All the interviews will be recorded and then put together to make a film for the class. It's kind of like a living photo, a sort of a dynamic snapshot. Pablo finds out that he's paired with Muriel, so she'll be coming over to his house this afternoon, and as the weather looks good, they can sit in the garden. Pablo has the morning to prepare his interview. He sits next to Paul at the breakfast table. They're both working in silence when Pablo says joyfully, "Hey, Dad, I've got it! I have three questions for Muriel. They are, where do you come from? What do you like? And what do you want to do for a living?" "That sounds great," says Paul distractedly, without looking up. Pablo then gets on with the other chores he has to do to pass the time before the afternoon arrives. And it's not long before Muriel is ringing the doorbell. The little black braids in her hair really fascinate Pablo. "It's called a rasta," she said to Pablo the day before, to answer the question mark she could clearly see in his eyes. "Come in," says Pablo. "I've set up everything in the garden." The table with a microphone and her father's tablet is set up to immortalise this moment. As soon as Muriel has taken her seat and nods to signal that she's ready, Pablo begins his interview with all the seriousness of a journalist. "Hello, Muriel, and thank you for accepting my invitation. To get to know you better, I would like to know where you come from." Muriel takes a few moments to think about this. "Well," she says, "I come from London, where my father has been working for the past 2 years, and before that I was in Belgium for 3 years. My dad travels a lot for work, you see, and I spent my first years in Burundi, but I was born in Rwanda, and now I'm here in Bern." Pablo is feeling a little bit discombobulated. He would much have preferred to say something like, "I am from Rwanda, and Rwanda is my country of origin," or, "I feel Belgian because that is where I spent most of my time." He keeps trying to find Muriel's roots and decides to dig a little bit deeper. "But Muriel, do you feel more Burundian, Belgian, or English?" Pablo asks. "Well, I'm feeling where I am, and now I'm in Switzerland, so I guess I'm feeling pretty good there," replies Muriel. This is not going to plan, so Pablo decides to ask the second question. "Okay, here's question two. What do you like most? What's your favourite hobby in all the world?" "Well, Pablo, that's kind of another tricky question, because when I was in London, my best friend was dancing at the Royal Ballet, so I took up dancing and danced passionately for about 2 years. In Belgium, I used to do pony riding because we lived really near a riding school. And now I want to discover something else, but I don't know what it's going to be yet." Pablo glanced at his watch and decided to go for the third question to keep within the time limit of this interview. "Thank you, Muriel," said Pablo very seriously. "Here's my final question. What would you like to do when you grow up?" he asks. "That's a really funny question," Muriel smiles. "You see, if you'd asked me that when I was 3, I would have said an airline stewardess. But when I was 5 and I had my cat, I probably would have said a vet. And when I was 7, I would have said a dancer. Oh, and then 6 months ago, I wanted to be an astronomer to explore the sky. And now I dream of being an architect. It's funny, isn't it? You know, when I asked my mum if she always dreamed of being a teacher, she said, 'I love what I'm doing, but it wasn't a real dream.' She said, 'Life has decided that, but life can sometimes change its mind.' So," said Muriel, "let's see what life will suggest for me." Pablo laughs heartily, even though his head is desperately trying to figure out Muriel's identity. Finally, one last question darts into his mind. Pablo takes a moment to compose himself. He sits up straight and does his utmost to look like a professional interviewer. Muriel, I have one last question for you, he smiles. If you had an adjective to define yourself, just one, what would it be? He asks with a triumphant smile. Definitely curious, Muriel answers. A cloud is just obscuring the sun, and Pablo thinks back to a cloud of a duck that he saw just the other day and tried to draw in vain, because every time he started to draw it, it kind of moved and morphed and changed shape. And this current attempt to immobilize life is looking set to be another failure. At dinner, Paul and Isabel asked Pablo how his interview with Muriel went. You know what, says a puzzled Pablo, I really don't know, because you see, the aim was to make a portrait of Muriel, but the contours of the portrait are at least as blurry as they were on that cloud I drew. Do you remember the one that was kind of in the shape of a duck? Until it wasn't. Paul laughs. I remember that cloud. It was a great duck shape. But perhaps this means that you have to keep the living essence of Muriel instead of trying to capture something solid, just like you did when you kept the essence of the cloud and accepted that it was going to morph between the duck and the next shape that it made. You see, Pablo, Paul continues, Muriel would still be Muriel, even if she were living in France right now. Pablo has come to realise that Muriel is the whole sky, and that our identity is the solid and stable container of all of our fleeting and interesting experiences. And with curiosity, we can explore everything without ever betraying ourselves or failing. In fact, we're the perfect space for adventure, openness, and being bold.